Israeli forces' recent attacks on the highly revered Al-Aqsa Mosque compound continue to draw worldwide condemnation. Iran has once again denounced the Israeli attacks as brazen desecration of Islamic sanctities. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram condemned Israel for reinforcing segregation rules on Muslim pilgrims, saying that it is a blatant violation of international law. She also urged international bodies and the international community, particularly Islamic states, to take swift action against Israeli atrocities. The European Union has also warned against any, quote, provocation of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The 28-nation bloc had earlier urged full respect for the holy site. Israeli forces defiantly stormed the holy site on Tuesday for the third consecutive day, attacking Palestinian worshippers. Israeli forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets, injuring at least 34 Palestinians. They've been attacking the Muslim holy site since Sunday. Many believe restricting Muslims' access to the holy mosque is part of Tel Aviv's regime project of Judaization of Al-Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Correspondent Mohammad Hamayel joins us from Al-Quds to tell us more. Mohammad Hamayel, tell us what has happened today, being the third day, and whether we're going to see this continue.
Well, at the moment, this was the third day in a row where Israeli forces have stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque's courtyard and have broken into the Qibli Mosque that is located in the courtyard itself. It started off at 7 a.m. in the morning when Palestinian worshippers were not allowed into the mosque's courtyard. Israeli forces have prohibited Palestinians from before. However, this time, the Palestinians prohibited were the Palestinians that were always available in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Murabitin, who guard the Al-Aqsa on a daily basis. They were prohibited from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which led to clashes with the Israeli forces who allow settlers to get into the Al-Aqsa Mosque's courtyard. However, the Palestinians were surrounded in the Qibli Mosque until the Israeli forces, with support from Israeli snipers on the rooftops of the Al-Aqsa and the surrounding rooftops that surround the Al-Aqsa Mosque's courtyard, broke into the Qibli Mosque. They arrested at least one paramedic. Several injuries occurred today. And the violence that has seemed to become a sort of staple of the daily routine in Al-Aqsa. This is the third day. It happened at the same hours, beginning at the same hours, ending almost at the same hours as well. However, tensions are still high in the city, with Palestinians in Jerusalem Al-Quds heading out for protests and sigil stands against Israeli policies to divide Al-Aqsa Mosque. A lot of Palestinians are fearing that policy, that it will be repeated again, just like it happened in the Abrahamic Mosque in Hebron back in 1997. The policy of dividing the Al-Aqsa Mosque between Muslims and Jews is not welcomed by the Palestinians, as they say there is no claim for them here in the Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyard, which is an Islamic holy site, third holy site in the religion of Islam around the world.
Very well. Thank you. Mohammad Hamayel, correspondent there, talking to us from Al-Quds.